Hi, I'm Jane Lee with the top of the hour news. In this hour's international news, Mexico is offering asylum to former Bolivian President Evo Morales. But first, in local news, the TAIEX opened up 36 points this morning from yesterday's close at 11,463 on turnover of 1.8 billion NT. The market followed its Asian counterparts on Monday and took a beating to close below the 11,500-point mark as the bellwether electronics sector led the downturn throughout the session. Analysts say heavy selling was sparked on the back of lingering concerns over the ongoing trade dispute between the U.S. and China, while a fall in net purchases by foreign institutional investors last Friday also raised fears over their attitude toward the local equity market. KMT presidential nominee Han Kuo-yu has formally announced Simon Zhang as his running mate for January's presidential election. According to Han, the former premier was his top choice for the KMT's vice presidential candidate, as Zhang has close ties with grassroots communities and shares similar ideas with him. Speaking to reporters, Zhang said he expects the ticket to help Taiwan return to a better political environment, and as an independent, he has no sense of political color and only sees right and wrong. Reports say Zhang will travel to the U.S. next month and hold talks with government officials and KMT supporters there. The Central Weather Bureau says it expects temperatures to begin falling from tomorrow evening and into Friday due to a northeasterly monsoon and radiative effects. According to the Bureau, the lowest temperature in low-lying areas this morning was recorded in Taoyuan's Daxi District, where the mercury dropped to 12.5 degrees. And early morning temperatures in low-lying areas are forecast to hover at around 15 degrees from tomorrow through Friday. However, the mercury is forecast to bounce back on Saturday and Sunday. In international news, Mexico is offering asylum to former Bolivian President Evo Morales. The move comes a day after his resignation following weeks of protest over a disputed election. Mexico says the decision was taken for humanitarian reasons following a personal request from Morales. Fresh protests erupted in Bolivia's biggest city, La Paz, on Monday, with Morales' supporters and foes facing off in the streets, and authorities say at least 20 people were injured in the clashes there. In Australia, hundreds of schools are closed and residents are being urged to evacuate woodlands for the relative safety of city centers today, as hot, dry, and windy weather poses an extreme fire danger across New South Wales. The state is under a week-long state of emergency, a declaration that gives the Rural Fire Service sweeping powers to control resources and direct other government agencies in its efforts to battle fires. The worst fires are expected in the state's northeast, where three people have died and more than 150 homes have been destroyed since Friday, as well as around Sydney, Australia's largest city. The UK's Brexit Party says it will not stand candidates in seats won by the Conservatives at the 2019 general election, Stuart Smith explains.
The leader of the Brexit Party, Nigel Farage, is standing down over 300 Brexit Party candidates in Conservative-held seats over fears they would split the pro-Leave vote, allowing a pro-Remain candidate to win. He'd previously pledged over 600 candidates would stand for the Brexit Party across the country. This means many voters in London, the South and the South West will not see a Brexit Party candidate on their ballot paper. The Brexit Party will, however, stand in all seats held by the Labour Party, which advocates for another referendum on whether the UK should leave the EU. Stuart Smith, London.
The owners of Formula One are setting out their first ever sustainability plan with the aim of achieving a net zero carbon footprint for the sport by 2030. The Liberty Media-owned championship says carbon reduction projects will start immediately, and the company is also promising that all Formula One events will be sustainable by 2025. Other initiatives include moving to ultra-efficient logistics and 100% renewably powered offices, facilities, and factories. Looking at the weather across Taiwan this morning, we can expect mostly clear skies island-wide. Current temperatures in Taipei is 26 degrees, Taichung 26, Kaohsiung 27, and Hualien 24. That was the ICRT News. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm Jane Lee.